大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all。
我们这个礼拜新约的读经是《哥林多前书》三章到九章。
Our Bible reading for this week in the New Testament is the third to the ninth chapter of 1 Corinthians。
四福音是记载主耶稣的一生跟他所传的福音。
The Gospel books recorded about the life of Jesus and the gospel that he preached。
那《使徒行传》是门徒怎么把福音传出去，建立教会。
Book of Acts recorded how the apostles spread the gospel and established the church.
那罗马书是信仰的原理，因信称义。
The Book of Romans talked about being justified by faith.
那哥林多前后书就是教会的治理。
And First and Second Corinthians talked about rulership in the church.
有人的地方就有问题。
Wherever there are people, there are problems.
那有神的地方就有答案。
Wherever there is God, we can find answer.
所以哥林多前后书对发生在教会的一些现象，保罗要用神的心来去解决。
So in the first and second Corinthians, Paul would like to resolve some of these issues, by the help of God.
那我们读一读，我们就感谢神，我们教会没有像哥林多的这些现象。
So by comparing to what's recorded in First Corinthians, we realize that.Perhaps we don't have these issues.
但是当我们在读哥林多前后书，也让我们有一个警醒的心，是我们走在问题的前面，使教会不会有这些事情发生。
But as we read these two books, we need to realize that we need to be ahead of the problem, so as to prevent these problems from occurring.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
我们教会传的福音是全备的。
The gospel that we preach is complete.
那圣灵也是真实的。
The Holy Spirit, is true.
但是教会里面的人，都是一直在成长的。
But, people in the church, we continue to grow.
所以在还没有完全以前，人常常，都有不完美的地方。
So before we are, perfected, we may find that, there are things that are less than perfect.
所以才会引起教会的一些问题。
So that is the root cause of many of these problems.
那在哥林多前后书里面，如果我们看哥林多前书。
So if we turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书里面有提到三种人。
In here, it talked about three types of people.
我们看第二章的十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多前书二章的十四节。
First Corinthians 2, verse 14.
属血气的不领会神的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵人才能看透。
Here it says the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
然后十五节
，verse 15，
属灵人能够看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。
He says that he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
然后再看第三章的第一节
，also read chapter 3 verse 1。
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只你们把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩。
That and I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
所以，如果我们从二章十四节读到第三章的第一节
，so from chapter 2 verse 14 to chapter 3 verse 1,
我们就发现第一种人叫做属血气的。
The first type of man, it is those who are natural or of the flesh.
那如果英文就更清楚 ，natural man 就是说我们父母生下来这样的一个人，就是。叫做 natural man 输血气的。
Natural man means that the way that we were born by our parents, that is of the flesh.
那第二种人叫做三章的第一节叫做属肉体。
And the second type are those who are carnal.
那英文翻作 carnal。如果我们再看圣经里面记载这个肉体，就是表示它是有罪性的。
And it implies that it is full of sin.
那第一种人属血气的人不领会神的事情。
And those who are natural men, they do not receive the Spirit of God.
就是对神的事情无知。
that they are ignorant regarding the things of God.
那第三种人,
and then there is the third type.
就是属灵人。
It is he who is spiritual.
那什么是属灵人?
What does it mean to be spiritual?
16节。
Verse 16.
我们是有基督的心。
Because we know the mind of Christ.
就是他里面有基督的心。
That is within us, we have the heart and mind of Christ.
因此一个教会要完全。
So for a church to become perfected,
我们每一个人要成长。
We need to grow.
那这个成长有两个阶段。
And there are two stages of growth.
第一个阶段就是要脱离属血气的阶段。
And the first is to depart from being one who is fleshly or natural.
就是生下来这个属血气，就是无知啊。
And we need to transcend from being ignorant or being a natural man.
这个是问题第一个根源。
So this is the first cause of the problem.
那第二个阶段就是要脱离属肉体的。
And the second stage of growth is to depart from being carnal.
就是有罪性。
That is to depart from the sinful nature.
那这个两个阶段通过之后，就进到第三个阶段。
And after we pass through these two stages, then we enter into the third stage.
就是属灵人。
That is, we become a man of spirit, spiritual man.
他有基督的心在里面。
Having the heart and mind of Christ.
那如果大家都有基督的心在里面。
So if we all have the mind of Christ.
那我们的教会就是合一的，就是完全的。
Then our church can be united, our church can be perfected.
那我们现在看第一种人。
So if we study the first type of people,
这里说属血气的不领会神的事情。
Here it says that those who are natural men, they do not know the matters of God.
就是一个人生下来这样的人，他没有办法去认识神。
The way that we are born from our parents in the natural way, we cannot understand God.
当亚当犯罪以后，
After Adam sinned,
他被神赶出伊甸园。
He was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
人就失去认识神的能力。
And man lost the ability to know God.
所以在哥林多前书里面一直提到这些有两种的智慧。
So in the First Corinthians talked about two types of wisdom.
我们看二十一节，第一章二十一节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 21.
世人凭自己的智慧，既然不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那相信的人，这就是神的智慧。
Here it says that for since in the wisdom of God the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
人要进入这个信仰的阶段，常常要用理性去思考。
In pursuing faith, often we need to use our rational mind to think about it.
但是这里就告诉我们一个基本的前提，人的理性没有办法认识神。
But through human wisdom, we cannot come to know God.
所以不是说世界上IQ 很高，书读得很好，他对神认识就比较深。
It does not mean that those who are intellectually minded, those who have high IQ, they can know God easily.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
是奥秘的。
God is mysterious.
这个是超越人的理性所能了解的。
God is far beyond what humans can understand.
所以当时很多很聪明的人一听到耶稣钉十字架可以救人，他觉得这算什么？
So in the time of Jesus, many heard the message about Jesus being crucified, and they did not think much of it.
这个跟希腊佛发明了一些很哲学的理论、很高深人听不懂的理论，这个差太多了。
And this is far, very far apart from the Greek mythology and Greek philosophy that they've been hearing about.
所以他就没有办法认识救恩。
So they cannot come and receive the salvation.
这是人类第一个障碍。
So this is the first obstacle.
因此认识神需要有一个开始。
So to come to know God, there must be a beginning.
第十节，第二章第十节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
God revealed them to us through his spirit, for spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God.
所以为什么我们道理听得懂？
Why is it that we can know the truth?
为什么我们有办法认识神？
Why is it that we can come to know God?
是因为圣灵在感动。
It is because the Holy Spirit moves us.
或者说因为我们已经得圣灵，圣灵给我们属灵的智慧。
Through receiving the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom.
所以我们才能认识神。
So we can know Him.
所以认识神本身，我们没有办法自夸。
So we cannot boast about our knowledge of God.
这是因为神的灵在我们里面做工。
But yet it is through the working of the Spirit of God within us.
我们才能认识他。
It is through that we can come to know Him.
那等我们得救以后。
After we receive the salvation,
我们在过教会的生活
as we serve him in the church,
我们也有两种态度
there can be two attitudes.
第一个态度就是我头脑很聪明
the first is that I'm very intelligent.
我在世界上很会做事情
I'm very talented and gifted in society.
我书读得很好
I'm highly educated.
所以这个事情应该这样这样这样这样做
So I know that this must be done this way.
这个就是用世界上的智慧来想神的事情。
So this is to use worldly wisdom to think about the work of God.
这个常常是问题的开始。
So this often is the beginning of the problem.
为什么？
Why is that?
就以哥林多教会来讲。
If we take the Church of Corinth as an example.
为什么教哥林多教会会跑出我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属基法？
Why do those members say that I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos, I belong to Cephas?
这个就是人用世界上的智慧。
Yes, that's because people think about it using worldly wisdom.
你看，世界上很有成就、很有能力的做很多工的人，常常有一些崇拜的人。
And those who are well accomplished and in the world, they have many followers.
那每一个人有不同的恩赐，就会吸引一群人。
And those having different talents, they attract a different group of people.
所以这个人就变成有影响力。
So this person becomes very influential.
那这个观念跑到教会来。
So if we take this concept into the church.
那我们如果看到一个人很有恩赐，或者这个人他所拥有的刚好是我需要的，我们很自然就附在一起。
So if we see a very gifted person, or if they have something that we can benefit us, then we naturally gravitate towards them.
那这样有什么不对？
So what is wrong with that?
就是因为我们在看事情，是站在世界上人的水平在看事情。
So if we look at things according to the point of view of ordinary people,
那人的观点就会影响人的做法。
Then our human perspective, it will impact our actions.
所以教会会纷争，这是因为人的智慧在里面。
So there's conflict in the church. It arises from our human wisdom.
那对这个教会的纷争要怎么去解决？
So how do we resolve these conflicts?
要把人的观点从地上提到天上。
We need to elevate our point of view from the worldly perspective to the heavenly perspective.
就是要试着用神的眼光来看事情。
That is, we need to learn to look at things from God's point of view.
那神怎么看事情？
How does God see things?
我们现在看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
21节。
Verse 21.
第三章21节。
Chapter 3, excuse me.
所以无论谁都不可以拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。22节。
Verse 22.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或彼得，或世界，或生或死，是将来的事，或全是你们的。23节。
23。
便是你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
21, chapter 3, verse 21. Therefore, let no one glorify in man, for all things are yours. 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or things present and things to come, all are yours. 23. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's.
当一个人有从神来的智慧，
When we have the wisdom from God,
人就会了解。
We will come to understand.
这些工人是神设立的。
These workers were established by God.
那神为什么设立这个工人？
Why did God establish these workers?
这里说工人是为信徒。
Here says that they were established for you.
是属于信徒的。
They belong to the members.
是借着给他的恩赐来造就信徒。
It is through their gifts that the members were edified.
所以不是信徒属工人，是工人属信徒。
It's not that the members belong to the workers, but yet the other way around.
这个就从上面的观点看下来。
So this is from the divine perspective.
那信徒是属谁？
Who do the members belong to?
他是基督的宝血救来的。
They were redeemed by the blood of Christ.
所以他是属基督。
So they belong to Christ.
那基督是属谁？
So who does Christ belong to?
基督是属神。
He says Christ is God's.
那我们有属灵的智慧，把这个次序看得很清楚，教会就没有什么纷争了，因为 工人是属信徒的。
So when we have the spiritual wisdom, we'll realize the order and the priority, and we know that our workers belong to the members.
那接下去保罗问三个问题。
Then following this, Paul asks three questions.
所以哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
我的意思就是你们个人说我属保罗的我属亚波罗我属彼得我属基督啊，是三节
13.
啊，基督是分开吗保罗为你们钉十字架吗你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗
Verse 12. Now I said that each of you say, I am Paul's, I am Apollos, or I am Cephas, or I am Christ. Is Christ divided, or was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
哦，所以对这个教会有纷争的事情，保罗也没有直接责备他们，只问问题让他们去想，问题想通了就解决了。
So when there's division in the church, Paul did not give them the answer directly, but rather, Paul wanted them to solve the problem.
第一个
First.
基督是分开吗
Is Christ divided?
当然不是
Of course not.
基督只有一个身体
There's only one body of Christ.
那这一些人在服侍神是要促成教会的合一
So these workers, when they serve God, they serve to unite the church.
那不同的恩赐是要造就这个身体
They have different gifts to edify the body of Christ.
那保罗为你们钉十字架吗
Was Paul crucified for you?
你们是用保罗的血赎出来的吗？当然不是。
Were you redeemed by the blood of Paul? Of course not.
那你们是奉保罗的名洗礼吗
？Were you baptized in the name of Paul?
当然不是。
Of course not.
如果这个答案都是否定的，所以我属保罗这就不对了。
And so if the answer to these are all negative, then we cannot say that I belong to Paul.
所以保罗很谦卑啊。
So Paul was very humble.
当神就借他行出神迹出来。
When God performed miracles through him.
很多人就牵牛要献祭给他。
And some they brought oxen to offer sacrifices.
这是神显现在人间。
They said this is God among men.
保罗马上撕裂衣服。
Paul torn his clothes.
跳到众人中间说：“你不可以这样做，我跟你们一样都是人。”
And he jumped among the men and says, "I am human just like you."
保罗不敢把自己抬高任何一个人。
Paul dare not elevate himself above man.
所以教会就不会因为这样出问题。
So that is why there is no issue because of him.
所以当保罗人说我属保罗的时候，保罗反而用属灵的观点来解决了这个教会的问题。
And so when there were people saying I belong to Paul, Paul used a spiritual perspective to resolve this problem.
因为他有属灵的智慧。
Because he has spiritual wisdom.
当然，他世界上也很聪明。
Of course, he was also very well educated.
但是当要解决教会问题的时候，他不是用世上的聪明。
But in resolving issues in church, he did not use human wisdom.
好，我们再回来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这个世界上自以为有智慧的，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧。
Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seem to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise.
这个十八节第一句话就是说不可以自己骗自己。
He says that let us not deceive ourselves.
什么叫做自己骗自己
？What does it mean to deceive ourselves?
如果我觉得我在世界上很有智慧，我就能够解决教会的问题，这个叫自己骗自己。
If I feel that I am very gifted and wise, I can take care of church problems. This is deceiving ourselves.
所以下面说
，So it follows.
你们中间若有人在世界，特别讲世界哦。自以为有智慧的，就用世界的标准觉得自己很聪明的人。
If anyone seems to be wise in this age, that is to be very intelligent according to the worldly perspective.
要怎么办
？What should we do?
倒不如变作愚拙。
He says, "Let him be a fool."
什么叫变作愚拙
？What does that mean?
就是把自己想成我什么都不懂。
That is to think that we know nothing.
我在世界上好像一个小学生一样。
To think of ourselves as simply an elementary student.
那当然，一个人往下降，谦卑下来。
And when we learn to lower ourselves,
承认我什么都不懂。
To humble ourselves, to know that we know nothing.
那他就可以变成有智慧。
Then he says that we may become wise.
这个有智慧就是在神面前有智慧。
That is to become wise in the eyes of God.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面他在讲希腊人是要智慧。
So Paul says that the Greek they pursue wisdom.
他是要这个哲学家的智慧。
They wanted the wisdom of the philosophers.
但是保罗说，我只传耶稣。
But Paul says that I preach only Jesus.
我又不用高言大志来传耶稣。
Paul says that I do not preach to you with wisdoms and knowledge.
保罗有那个能力。
Paul has the ability.
但是他不会这样做。
But he did not do so.
因为他要把人的信仰建筑在神的能力上。
For his intent was to build faith upon the power of God,
而不是建筑在人所发明的哲理上面。
And not to build people's faith upon worldly wisdom.
这样这个信仰才有根基。
And only so can the faith be well have a good foundation.
所以保罗说，我过去觉得有益，现在我认识耶稣，都变成有损。
So Paul says that all those things that I consider profit me, I count them as lost.
但是因为保罗受很好的教育，说他有很好的文笔，他在写罗马书的时候是第一流的律师。
And so because Paul was very well educated, he has very good writing skills. So when he wrote the book of Romans, he wrote it as a lawyer.
但是他了解这些世界上的智慧不等于在神的面前有智慧。
But he knew that these worldly wisdom is not the same as the godly wisdom.
就因为有这个了解，所以神给他有属灵的智慧。
So because of this understanding, God gave him the spiritual wisdom.
因此他能够来帮助教会解决问题。
To help the church resolve its many problems.
所以第一个阶段就是这个属肉体的人。
So in this first stage is for the natural man.
这个生来的这个人要经过改造。
And for this natural man to be rebuilt.
要从无知要变成有属灵的眼光。
From being ignorant to having a spiritual eyesight.
要从世界上的聪明变成属灵的智慧。
From having the worldly wisdom to having spiritual wisdom.
那这样的人才能够在教会里面逐渐来帮助教会成长。
And in doing so, we can gradually help the church grow.
这是第一个。
So this is the first stage.
那等到一个人脱离了这个阶段之后，
So after we have crossed and finished this first stage,
我们就发现我们人还另外一个障碍，这个也很难呢。
We realize that there is another obstacle that confronts us.
就是第三章的第一节。
That is in chapter 3, verse 1.
我只把你们当作属肉体。
I consider you as carnal.
在基督里面是婴孩。
In the spirit, you are babies.
那这个属肉体啊，如果我们再看后面再讲，就是罪性。
If we continue on in verse chapter 3, we know that this is referring to sins.
第三章第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
你们仍是属肉体的，因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争。
You are still carnal, for there is envy and strife.
这岂不是属肉体，照着世人的样式行吗？
And you are not carnal and behave like mere man.
所以照着世人的样式行，就是在属灵的教会里面，用属世的态度在想事情。
To behave like mere man means to use the worldly perspective to work in church.
那世界上人在想事情常常是用罪性。
And the way,
用罪性为出发点。
The way people think about things, often they think about it out of sins.
那这个罪性的一部分就是以自我为中心，以自我的利益为出发点。
And part of the sin is to be self-centered.
那这个常常就是问题的根源。
And this often is the root of the problem.
所以这里说，在基督里面为婴孩。
So here says that in Christ you are babies.
那在基督里面，什么样叫做成长的成熟的人呢？
What is a mature person in Christ?
成熟的人就是我们所说的属灵人。
It is one who is spiritual.
就是他有基督的心。
That is, we have the heart and mind of Christ.
这个叫做成熟。
That is spiritual maturity.
因此从一个属肉体的人要变成属灵的人，他需要克服这个罪性。
So to go from being carnal to become one who is spiritual, we must conquer our sins.
当然罪性有很多。
Of course, there are many types of sins.
但是越文明的人，他的罪性表现得越用有文化的、有修养的方式表现出来。
Yeah, the more civilized we are, the more we use culture and worldly ways to cover our sins.
你到非洲，你可以看到罪性就是拿刀把你打死。
In Africa, the sinful nature is to take a knife and stab at you.
这个是最粗鲁、没有经过修饰的。
That is the most brutal way to show our sins.
这是最容易察觉，也很容易防范。
It is most easily detected. It is most easily avoided.
但是当一个人成长
But as we gradually become more civilized,
文化成长,
as we begin to become more culturally civilized,
智慧成长,
and to become, to grow in wisdom,
人的罪性就经过包装,
then our sins are well packaged.
哦，因此要成为属灵人，就是最埋在心里最深处的罪性，我们要把它拔出来。
So to become a spiritual man, we must learn to remove all these inner sins.
我们才能够帮助教会合一。
Then we can help the church to become united.
我们来看两个例子。
Let us study two examples.
啊，第一个例子。在约翰福音。
The first is in the book of John.
12章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音12章。
Book of John chapter 12.
第四节
，verse four，
有一个门徒，就是耶稣，那将要卖加利人犹大说啊，第五节
，verse five，
这香膏为什么不卖三十两银子周济穷人呢？啊，当这个玛利亚啊用极贵的香拿刀香膏啊膏主耶稣的脚。
When Mary anointed the feet of Jesus with a very costly oil of spikenard,
那个大概是一年的工资所买来的。
And the cost of that ointment is about 1 year's wage.
那犹大就讲。
So Judas here said,
为什么不把这个香膏卖三十两银子来周济穷人呢？
Why not sell the fragrant oil for 300 denarii and give it to the poor?
我们想想这样有没有？他讲的非常有道理。
So what he said was very reasonable.
因为泼到耶稣的脚上，头发一擦就没有了。
You anoint it on the feet of Jesus, you wipe away the hair, and it is gone.
这不是浪费吗？
It is such a waste.
那你救济穷人，至少他今天肚子饿，他有东西可以吃。
And if you give it to the poor, the poor can have food to eat.
但是在这个美丽的外表之下，到底犹大在想什么？
But yet, among these beautiful words, what is Judas truly thinking?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这个话不是挂念穷人，乃是因为他是贼，又带着钱囊，藏取其中所存的。
He said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief.
所以英文叫做 hidden agenda.
And so that is why there's a saying that he carried this hidden agenda.
就是外表讲得很好听，其实里面还有一个更隐藏的目的在里面。
Outwardly he may say very very nicely, but within it he intended for something else.
到最后的目的是什么？为着个人的利益。
His ultimate purpose is for his own personal benefit.
所以为着个人的利益，犹大把主耶稣卖掉。
For his own personal benefit, Judas he betrayed the Lord Jesus.
这个就是罪性。
So this is his sinful nature.
所以我们在教会里面要把心里面最深处的罪性拔出来。
So within the church, we need to remove the sins that lie hidden in the deepest part of our heart.
我们所想所做的一切，到最后就是为着神。
What we think, what we do, the only purpose is for God.
为着神的荣耀。
It is for the glory of God.
为着教会的合一。
It is for the unity of the church.
没有任何东西隐藏在里面。
There is no hidden agenda.
这个罪性拔出来啊，教会的问题就很好处理。
So when we can all remove these hidden sins, then the church will be harmonious.
所以这个属肉体啊，这个这个 carnal 现在已经不是说嫉妒或者说打架，不是那一种了。
So being a carnal man, that is not meant in a physical way to fight or to kill someone.
有文化的人表现是不同。
So those who live in civilized societies, we show this in different ways.
但是不同在内心里面隐藏那个也是罪。
But what is hidden in our heart, it is still considered sin.
这个也叫做属肉体。
That is considered carnal.
第二个。
Second.
在圣经里面还有提到另外一个例子。
In the Bible, it talked about a second example.
加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians 5.
第五章的二十节。
Chapter 5, verse 20.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、恼恨、逆嫉妒、结党、纷争、异端。
Here says that idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, and heresy.
这个在讲 情欲的事情。
You talked about the lust of the flesh.
啊，它里面有讲结党。
You talked about
英文翻作 self ambition.
Self ambition.
啊，这个时候翻得非常的好。哦，为什么会结党？
Why is there selfish ambition?、
就是人有一个野心在里面。
That is the humans, we have our natural ambition.、
那这个野心是以自我为中心的。
That we are ambitious because we are self-centered.
所以当我们在神的身体里面想要建立个人的影响力或者建立所谓的个人的地盘的时候，这个就是结党的开始。
In the Church of God, if we try to establish personal power or influence, then that is the beginning of selfish ambition.
那这个就是属肉体，这个就是罪性。
And so this is a sin. This is carnal nature.
所以我们要把这个罪性拿掉。
So to remove this sinful nature,
才能够变成属灵人。
Then we can become spiritual.
因此这需要一个过程。
So it requires a step or a process.
我们现在回来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第二章
，Chapter Two.
第二章的十五节
，Verse 15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。
He who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
因为他有属神的智慧
，because he has God's wisdom.
并且他没有罪性在控制他。
He is not controlled by his by the sinful nature.
所以这样的人在看事情能够看得很清楚。
So such type of people, they can see things very clearly.
因为他已经没有自我了，所以他可以站在基督的立场来看事情。
And because he is selfless, so that is why he can view things from God's perspective.
所以从第三章开始啊，保罗在提到要解决哥林多教会的问题，他先提到要做属灵人。
And so when Paul talked about how to take care of these problems in church, Paul first talked about striving to become spiritual.
如果属灵人越来越多，问题就没有了。
If the church is full of those who are spiritual, then there will be no problems in church.
如果每一个人都是对神的旨意无知，或者有罪性在控制，你怎么解决？没有办法解决。
If everyone in church is ignorant about God and are considered carnal, then how can the problems be resolved?
所以我们要成为属灵人，这是最根本解决问题的开始。
So to become a spiritual person, that is the beginning of resolving the many problems.
那这个说属灵人能够看透万事。
Those who are spiritual can see all things.
那什么叫做看透万事？
What does it mean to be able to judge all things?
我们就从圣经来看几个例子。
Let us study a few examples.
哥林多前书第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5 of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
从第六节开始。
Start from verse 6.
你们这个自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？第七节
，verse seven，
你们既是无效的面，应当把旧效赎净，好使你们成为新团，因为逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。这里讲一点面笑能全团发出来。
Here says that a little leaven can leaven the whole lump。
所以这个笑的影响力非常大。
So this little leaven has great impact。
然后第七节说，你们是无效的面。
And verse 7 says that you are truly unleavened.
所以要把旧的酵除掉。
So you must remove the old leaven.
那属灵人看透万事，就要看出什么是酵。
And those who are spiritual can judge all things, need to be able to discern what is leaven.
所以当圣经在提到这个酵的时候，我们看第五章的第一节一直到第三节在讲什么。
So in verse 1-3, what does it talk about?
就是在讲教会里面有人娶继母。
Here says in verse 1, here says that there's a man that married his father's wife.
这个是非常严重的罪。
So this is a very serious sin.
但如果我们一直强调爱心。
So if we continue to emphasize love,
哇，这个犯罪我们要爱他，主耶稣也是爱罪人啊。
Yeah, even though he sinned, we must continue to love them. Even Jesus loves sinners.
那让这个人存在教会就变成笑。
If we allow this person to remain in the church, and that is leaven.
那罪人不能来教会吗？
And can is it true that the sinners cannot come to church?
要悔改。
You must repent.
当一个人很彻底谦卑的悔改，
when a person humbly repent,
知道自己是错的，
to know that he has done wrong,
在教会保持安静，
and to be silent in the church,
顺服教会的决定，
and to be submissive to the church,
这样就可以再回来教会，
then they can return to church,
这样就不会影响教会， 不会变成笑。
Then there will not be a leaven that causes the whole lump to become leaven.
但是如果犯很严重的罪没有悔改，
but if a person commits serious sins but yet did not repent,
教会用爱心来接纳这个人，
and if the church continue to accept him by love,
这个教会会发酵，
then the church will become leaven,
没有办法保持圣洁，
will not be able to maintain its holiness.
所以爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
So what is love? Love is to not like what is unrighteous.
爱有一个底线。
There is a bottom line. There's a bottom limit to love.
就是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And love is to not, love is to dislike what is wrong and only love what is truth.
那我们才能够把旧酵除干净，使这个全团呢非常的圣洁。
Only then can we purge the old leaven and allow the lump to become clean.
这个叫属灵人看透万事。
So this is how the spiritual man can judge all things.
我们再看另外一个例子。
Let us study another example.
加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章二十节。
Galatians 5 verse 20.
好。第四章二十节。
Let's read chapter 4 instead. Chapter 4 verse 20.
对不起，第五章第九节啊，我记错。
Chapter five, rather, chapter five, verse nine.
一点面笑能使全团都发起来。
He says a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
然后再看前面一节。
And verse eight,
第七节。
Verse seven.
你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你不顺从真理呢？这样的劝导不是出于照你们。这里啊，加拉太书里面是在讲有人在传这要不要受割礼。
In Galatians, there were people disputing about the need for circumcision.
那保罗谈到最后，他就讲。
So at the end, here Paul said,
说这个一点面笑让全团发起来。
The little leaven leavens the whole lump.
笑是什么
？What is leaven?
错误的教训。
It is the wrong teachings.
所以这个教会里面呢，这个。错误的教训，特别是跟得救有关的，或者我们的基本信条不同的，这个是笑。
So the wrong teachings that is related to our salvation or is different from our basic belief, that is leaven.
这个会使全团发起来，会使教会分裂。
That will leaven the whole lump, cause divisions in church.
因此属灵人能够看透万事。
So a spiritual man can judge all things.
就是能够看透什么是笑。
Is able to see through what is leaven.
当我们在爱心接纳的时候，我们很谨慎的不让笑进到教会。
And even because of love, we will not allow leaven to come into church.
那我们教会就会在爱中不断的成长。
Then our church will continue to grow in love.
那基督的心是从哪里来
？And where does the heart of Jesus come from?
第一个是从真理来的。
It comes from the truth.
让我们对主耶稣有不断更深的认识。
That we can have a more deeper understanding of Jesus.
能够满心知道他的旨意。
We can fully understand his will.
第二个是圣灵的更新。
And the second is the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
我们一直祷告到我们的罪性已经被拿掉。
We continue to pray until our sinful nature is removed.
那我们就是属灵人。
Then we can become spiritual.
我们的教会就会变成荣耀神的教会。
Our church will become a church that glorifies God.
是合一的教会。
A church that is united.
是神所祝福的教会。
A church that is blessed by God.
唱诗。
Blessed be God.